There's lots of roads around this township and around Ohio, for that matter, that have family names on them. And the reason they had those names on them, they were named after the people that happened to live there. They identified the road by who lived on that road. Well, Spars lived on that road, and this road over here, Brickles, lived on it, and the next road over, Lackeys. And some of those families are still around, and some aren't. But this road was really nothing more than a cow path for many years, and that's how they identified who lived on it, by the name of the road. So the road was here before me.
So we're going to talk about the corn crop specifically for this season, but I want to know, what are your biggest challenges as a large rural farmer?
Well, by today's standards, I don't know that I'm a particularly large farmer, but one of the challenges is to trying to be profitable and do as good a job as you can, you know, growing a crop and make ends meet. That's always been that way and probably always will be for farmers.
With regard to the current corn crop, so the old saying goes knee-high by the 4th of July, and the corn is super tall this year. They've got the tassels on. Your perspective on that?
I would say the corn is ahead of schedule. Right through here, it went in very well. And it has never stopped the whole time. We've been almost probably perfect right through here on rain. I don't know how the rest of the country is, or the rest of Ohio for that matter, but right through Greene County, I think we have very good crops. And I know it seems tall for this stage, starting to tassel already at really a little shorter height. And typically when you plant the corn early, it doesn't get as tall as it does when you plant it later. People don't seem to know that, but that's a fact about corn. Later planted, it gets taller. It doesn't yield any better. It doesn't yield as well. But it usually gets taller when you plant it later.
Does it cause any issues for the crop to tassel earlier? I mean, how does that affect your harvesting schedule? Or that doesn't matter. You harvest when it's ready.
I would think harvest might be a little bit earlier this year because the crop went in good time, and it has come along real fast. And I would think harvest might be a little earlier. I would think the yields might be a bit better. But we've got a long ways to go. We've got several months. We need rain in July and August, so we'll just have to see how the weather plays out.
Anything else that needs pointing out about this year's crop?
Well, the markets aren't too good, but they haven't been too good for the last couple years. That's just kind of business as usual, though, really, on farms. Seems like a lot of times we have low prices. Therefore, we've had the government subsidies to prop up agriculture. It's just the way it is on the farm. But hopefully we'll have a good yield this time, and that'll cover some for a low price.
Let me ask you something that I don't know that a lot of people understand. So a lot of corn is grown for produce, and I know a lot of corn actually isn't meant to be eaten.
Well, a lot of this corn goes for animal feed, but a lot of the corn around here will go for high fructose corn syrup and also for ethanol. But when they produce ethanol, and they don't get this information out too much, all they use out of the corn is the sugar to make the alcohol, ethanol. And when they get done, they've got the miller's grain left, and they've got oil and other byproducts that are used for animal feed. So ethanol is a better thing than people think. It doesn't use the whole crop, the whole product. It just uses the sugar. That's what it takes to make alcohol.
And the corn you're raising here, are you doing one or the other or both?
Well, it's hard to say where this corn will go. I've got corn contracted to a few different places, and some of that will probably go for ethanol, and some of it will probably go for high fructose corn syrup. But I know the corn that I'm moving right now is actually going to the dairies around here, which will be for milk production.
So farming, anything else you want to tell us about life out here?
Life on the farm's good. It's a good place to be. It's a good place to raise your family. And we've been out here a lot of years. And my wife, she also grew up on a farm, so we both like what we do. And glad to be here, very thankful.
Anything you can tell us about the future outlook for farmers in this area?
Well, the farms seem to continue to be getting bigger. There's a lot of young guys who would like to get into farming. Pretty tough to get into it. So, and I'm assuming the farms will continue to get bigger maybe. I don't know how far that'll go. They're bigger now than I ever thought they would get. So, you know, 9 and 10,000 acre farms aren't uncommon. So I don't know where it's going.
I don't know if it's affecting. I grew up in Bellbrook, and a lot of that is development is taking over. I don't know if that's affecting farms out there, but what's taking place here in the Jamestown area?
I don't think we're seeing as much development as we did years ago, and I don't think we'll see that much in the future. There used to be a lot of smaller farms around that someone would own that they would decide, well, we're going to sell off a few building lots so we'll have some money to buy that house in Florida for our retirement or whatever they might be wanting to do. And there's not so much that anymore. There's a lot of big farms around, and a lot of these big farms, I think, are going to stay in one piece. Plus, we've got things like the Tecumseh Land Trust that's involved in it, too, and they're out of Yellow Springs, actually, and they're protecting a lot of farmland in Clark and Greene counties. But you get closer to some of the cities, they're still having a fair amount of development there. But I think we need to protect our farmland. After all, we do have to eat.
Tecumseh's doing actually a lot of work. We've talked to them several times on local issues. Are they involved directly with your farm at all?
Yeah, we've been involved with Tecumseh Land Trust to some degree, and great people, and I think they're doing big things. And there's a lot of land in this area that has conservation easements, which is a good thing for the community. I really believe that. Like I said, we can't build houses on every acre. We've got to have places to farm. And also, I'm not sure it mixes up real well. A lot of people move out from the city, and they have some problems with animals and machinery moving up and down the roads and chemicals. And chemicals are a fact of life on these farms. We can't farm without them and produce enough food to feed the world. And it's a fact of life out on the farm.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the time, and you've got a beautiful place here. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, thanks for stopping out. It's a pleasure to meet you and talk with you.